Right now, though, it's a minute past midnight. It's time for Geoffrey Smith's Jazz.
Irrepressible was the word for Lee Morgan. At 15, he was already a familiar presence in the jazz clubs of Philadelphia, badgering musicians to let him sit in. His cocky assurance would have been irritating if it hadn't been backed up by such obvious talent. The kid really could play. A trumpet prodigy who'd absorbed the virtuosity of such giant forebears as Dizzy Gillespie, Clifford Brown, and Fats Navarro. Lee himself was a natural bebopper, commanding a fiery technique and range that let him race all over the horn with a fat sound to boot. His cockiness was understandable. The simple outpouring of his delight in jazz, the trumpet, and his ability to express himself in both. And he quickly got the chance. By the time he was 18, in 1956, he joined the big band led by his great model and mentor, Dizzy Gillespie. Diz had no hesitation in showcasing the brilliant newcomer. And it's Lee, not Diz, who takes the blazing trumpet chorus on That's All. We'll be right back. let's hear it for the new boy. Dizzy Gillespie standing aside for Lee Morgan, the 18-year-old trumpet whiz kid who opened the solos with such blazing aplomb on That's All by the Gillespie Big Band in 57. Billy Mitchell was the tenor man with Wynton Kelly on piano, while Charlie Persip kept everything fizzing on drums. Fizz was Lee Morgan's element, his solo a burst of bubbling high spirits, as if he's so keen to get out everything he has to say he can barely pause for breath. Though that extrovert side was a considerable part of his personality, along with a taste for funk and fun, it soon became clear there was more to his talent than that, and he showed a deeper, more searching kind of expression on a classic album from 57, organized by his fellow Philadelphian John Coltrane. Blue Train was one of the key projects of the tenor man's early career, and he brought together an all-star cast, including Lee Morgan, who rises triumphantly to the challenge of the session and its title track.
Thank you. Thank you.
and he can play the blues. Lee Morgan, stepping up to the high standard of eloquence and passion set by John Coltrane's sextet on Blue Train from the magnificent album of the same name in 57. Train tenor, Lee trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. Details of all our tracks on the Radio 3 website. Emails from you, always a pleasure to receive at gsj@bbc.co.uk. Though he was still in his teens, playing like that had to confirm Lee Morgan's rightful place in the front rank of contemporary jazz talent, and the seal was set on his status when he joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers in 58. Blakey's potent recipe of funk, fire, and uncompromising swing was a perfect match for the Morgan style, and he became a key voice in the Messengers' trailblazing genre of soul jazz. In our GSJ program devoted to Art Blakey, we heard the Messengers' hit version of Moanin', with Lee's preaching trumpet leading the way. But I thought we'd hear one of the originals Lee wrote for the band. Calling Miss Khadija is a catchy waltz with a down-home and Middle Eastern flavor. Thank you. calling Miss Khadija, who turns out to be a soul sister, despite the exotic tang. Lee Morgan wrote it for Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers in 64 and played trumpet, with Art on drums, Curtis Fullergan on trombone, Wayne Shorter tenor, Cedar Walton piano, Reggie Workman bass. In fact, as a composer, Lee revealed a distinct knack for pieces at once soulful, original, and infectious. The most celebrated example, for good or ill, was of course The Sidewinder, a massive crossover hit in 1963, which came close to overshadowing everything else Lee did. But it was and is irresistible, a hip-swinging groove tune propelled by the subtle, insinuating beat laid down by drummer Billy Higgins. And the soloists, Lee on trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, Barry Harris piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, revel in its possibilities. A top 40 hit and a TV commercial, The Sidewinder has also become a jazz classic. Thank you. I think Billy Higgins is the hero of that track. But the whole thing is heroic and quintessentially hip. The Sidewinder, Lee Morgan's greatest hit, with Leon trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, Barry Harris piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Billy Higgins drums in 63. And we are Jeffrey Smith Jazz, BBC Radio 3. Details of all our tracks on the Radio 3 website, where you can download an edited podcast of the show, and please do send emails to gsj@bbc.co.uk. The Sidewinder's immense celebrity, far beyond the normal parameters of jazz, proved a very mixed blessing for Lee Morgan. In every record he made thereafter, there was pressure to repeat the Sidewinder's success with another bit of saucy, crowd-pleasing funk. But Lee wanted to explore other kinds of expression, like the poignant lyricism of Melancholy. Thank you. A Respite from the Sidewinder, Melancholy by Lee Morgan from one of his most highly praised albums, Search for the New Land in 64. Lead trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Grant Green guitar, Herbie Hancock piano, Reggie Workman bass, Billy Higgins drums. Lee continued his musical quest in subsequent albums despite the lure of crossover, and both his playing and composition showed a thoughtful, constantly evolving creativity, as in the gently pulsating Latin mood of Ciora.
Thank you.
just fast fingers and funk. The mature, very considerable art of Lee Morgan on his own Ciora. Lead trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Larry Ridley and Billy Higgins bass and drums in 65. Details of all our tracks on the Radio 3 website, where you can download an edited podcast of the show, and we do appreciate your emails to gsj@bbc.co.uk. As I said at the outset, Lee Morgan began his promising artistic journey very young and pursued it with all the enthusiasm of his youth and talent. But his career came to a violent and untimely end when he was shot in a nightclub by a jealous lover in 1972 at just 33. We'll never know what he might have produced, but the work he did forms an impressive achievement, a many-sided legacy from a man who loved jazz in all its richness. He wasn't just the Sidewinder. But then the album The Sidewinder isn't just its title tune, and I thought we'd conclude with another track, full of the trumpeter's virtuoso joy. Next week we do our best to encourage spring, but we bid you good night with Boy, What a Night by Lee Morgan.